This week's Parsha, Parsha's boy, we find that Moshe goes to Paro and tells him, Vayemer Moshe, Koyamar Hashem, Kachatzois Halayla, Ani Yoyse B'Sech Mitzrayim, Umeis Kol B'chor Baret Mitzrayim. At about midnight, I will come, Hashem says, and kill the firstborn in all of Eretz Mitzrayim, B'chor Paro, Ayesh Valkisa, and B'chor Ashivcha, Asher Achar Rechayim, Kol B'chor Behema. All of the firstborns will be killed. And the Gemara in Brachas that Rashi brings asks a famous question. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzos Halayla, which means approximately midnight? We know the Ribbono Shel Olam, he actually killed the Bechor at Bachatzos, as the Pasuk later tells us in the parish of Ahibachzi Halayla. And this Rashi asks and says, Rabbi Seinu Darshuhu Kemoi Kebachatzos. Kachatzos means approximately midnight. The Amru, and they said, Sha'omar Moshe Kachatzos Demashma Samuchloi. Kachatzos means approximately, near midnight. Oy lefanav, oy la'acharav, a little bit before, a little bit after. V'lo yomar bachatzos, he didn't say exactly midnight. Bachatzos would mean exactly at midnight. Shema yitu itztagnine paroi. Maybe the astrologers, the timekeepers of Paro would make a mistake. V'yomru, and they would say, Moshe b'dayhu. Moshe is a liar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows, itav. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yodea itav. Urgov Amar Bachatzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows that the exact time and the exact moment, Hashem says Bachatzos. So I once heard a pshat, first of all, why was Moshe Rabbeinu, what were we afraid? What's going to happen here at 11:59 p.m.? It's going to, the astrologers are going to think it's 11:59. It's really midnight. Or the other way around. At 11:59, the astrologers are going to think it's midnight. And they're going to say, Moshe, you're a liar. So at 11:59, the Bechor won't die, and they're going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. First, I once heard pshat is that it's interesting to note that Chatzos, midnight, actually does not happen at the same moment, even within one city. Every two or three-tenths of a mile, you go to the west, it actually increases by a second, which means that in Greenspring, Chatzos happens about 4 seconds before it happens on Park Heights. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of, that he said he could say Bachatzos, but exactly Bachatzos changes at every location has a different Chatzos as you move west. Chatzos sweeps across the town, and in fact that's Pshat Pesach when it says the Ribbono Shel Olam skipped over, the Ribbono Shel Olam passed over each house. Well, why pass over? If the Ribbono Shel Olam is killing every Bechor, then it should just be that this house has and this house doesn't. The answer is that midnight swept across Mitzrayim, and therefore as midnight hit this street with, let's say, Yidden, then Ribbono Shel Olam skipped over, and then a second later, or a half a second later, it was Chatzos in this house, so the Bechor died, and the next house, it was Yidden, so again, it was skipped over, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, as the Chatzos was moving across town, passed over the Yiddish homes. But I once saw Kasha in the Panine Das from Rebbe Meir Bloch, Zechar Tzadok Levracha. And that is, what are we worried about here? That the timekeepers would call, the Mitzrayim would say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a liar. Look, it's Chatzos on our watches. It says it's Chatzos. And you said that you're going to destroy the Bechor. Look, it didn't happen. I mean, a minute later, 2 minutes later, the Bechor would die. Who would make such a statement? Mashal Madavar Doima. Let's say someone had, a Navi came on 9/11, the day before 9/11, September 10th, 2001, and made a prediction that the Twin Towers would fall. And he said they would fall at 7 a.m. the next day. Everyone would say, what are you, a dreamer? You're a Baal Chaloyim. And indeed, the next day, let's say, the Twin Towers fell. Would people come and say, you're a liar. You said it would happen at 7 a.m. And it really happened later. It happened, whatever, I think 8:51 or whatever time it was. Rahmanul Islan. What a tragedy. But people would say, unbelievable. This person knew. Let's say he knew it. He knew exactly. Now, if he knew it in Nauvoo, of course, he would have known the exact time. But let's say the time wasn't given, but he said it'll be in the morning sometime. Would people come and say, you're a liar because you thought it's going to be, we thought you said early in the morning. It was the middle of the morning. Of course not. Unbelievable. This person was able to predict something that no one would have the ability to predict. So, what's the pshat? What does it mean that we're afraid, we really care, that for 1 minute they would call Moshe a liar? So, Rebbe Meir Bloch, that tells Roshiva Zatzal, whose yard site was last week, that yes, Chil Hashem is even for 1 minute. if a person's Mechal Shem Shamayim, a person desecrates the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, or it even seems to be a Chil Hashem, even if it's for 1 minute, that's something we want to avoid. And that's what would have happened here. At 11:59, everybody's alive, the Bechorim are all fine. They're all, everyone's fine. And everyone would say, Moshe, you're a liar. Now, a minute later, they would see Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes, Vesayrosa Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Emes, but for 1 minute or 2 minutes, it would come out that they called him a liar. Chil Hashem cannot even happen for 1 minute. It cannot even happen for 30 seconds. It cannot even happen for 1 second. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that maybe for 1 minute, it would come out of Chil Hashem, a desecration. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu changed the Lashon. Instead of saying, he changed the terminology. Instead of saying, Bachatzais, which would seem to be exactly, he said, Kachatzais, approximately, and therefore no one could come with Tainus. The Musar Haskel, what we could take from this, is that a Yid has to live a Tardik, a life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day of the year. And we can't say, well, they'll see that I'm right, I'll do something, and then I'll say something not true, I'll be dishonest for a minute, or for 2 minutes, and then I'll come and I'll tell them the truth. No, you can't do that. If somebody thinks that you're a chakron, if someone thinks you're a liar, if someone thinks you're dishonest, if someone thinks you're doing something wrong, even if it's for 1 minute, and you're gonna make it up later, and you're gonna be honest with them, it's not enough. A yid has to be kind of shem shamayim all the time. May we take from this lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was afraid of the Mitzrayim. He went out of his way, as Rabbi Elimelech Bloch Zatzal explains, he went out of his way to ensure that there shouldn't even be a moment of Chil Hashem. Let us take from this the importance of creating a Kiddush Hashem. A Kiddush Hashem is not only how we act when we go out. A Kiddush Hashem is even in the confines of our own home. If a person is given an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he passes up the mitzvah, a person has the opportunity to do an Aveira, and he passes up that Aveira, even privately, he walks away from it. That itself is a Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. No one saw it. It was just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one saw it. So to even make a Chil Hashem, even in private, even for 1 moment, a person should run the opposite way. Therefore, we should take from this the importance of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that, we'll be Zoicha to bracha v'atzlocha, to greatness, ad bi'as goyel, until the coming of Mashiach Zakenu, b'mehru amenu. Amen.